Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Here is what we know about the impeachment trial that starts tomorrow in the U.S. Senate. It'll start at 1 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time. Senators will surrender their cell phones. When they enter the chamber, they're not allowed to talk. The trial will start with opening arguments from the impeachment managers on both sides. They each get 24 hours to make their case. It is not clear how that 24 hours will be broken up. NPR White House correspondent Tamara Keith joins us now. Hi, Tam.
Hi.
So we are hearing that Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell may try to cram the 24-hour presentations into two 12-hour days each. Is that right? Or what else do we know about how this trial is going to go?
Well, we don't know for sure, and we won't know for sure until Mitch McConnell unveils those rules tomorrow. But what we do know is that a Republican senator was on TV yesterday outlining this idea that it could be 12-hour stretches. And we already know that it won't start until the afternoon. So that could make for some very late nights or very early mornings. I asked someone who is working with the president's legal team what they think about this. And they said that they are A-OK with whatever McConnell comes up with. Of course, one can assume that there is some collaboration between the White House and McConnell, as there has been all along in this process.
And McConnell has said as much. And I guess it seems like the White House is starting to want this thing to go faster rather than slower. So we'll keep an eye on that. Chief Justice John Roberts is going to preside over the trial. Do we know what kind of powers he will have, or will he sort of be directed by the Senate Majority Leader McConnell?
Well, he might want to ask, though he is no longer alive, his predecessor, Chief Justice Rehnquist, mm-hmm. who discovered during the Clinton impeachment process that he didn't have a lot of power after all, including he didn't have the power to turn on his own microphone.
Wow.
He was told, no, we control that. The Chief Justice is there. He certainly has a role, but it's not like Law and Order. It's not, pounding the gavel and responding to objections. The reality is that the Senate sets the rules. The Chief Justice then implements those rules. But if the Senate doesn't like what he does, they can vote to overrule them.
We're starting to get a sense of President Trump's defense. His team released a brief today. What do we know?
What we know about that is that they are coming out strong. They are pushing back very hard against the articles of impeachment, calling the House came up with an affront to the Constitution, a rigged process, a brazenly political act by House Democrats that must be rejected. They call it a perversion of the Constitution. And the fundamental argument is that, one, abuse of power is not against the law. It is not a crime, technically, they say. Even if the president did abuse power, which they say he didn't, they argue that it's too vague a standard and that it could do harm to the structure of the government going forward if such articles were used to remove a president from office.
The House has already released a response to the president's legal arguments. What are they saying?
They say, and I'll read a little bit here, the framers deliberately crafted a constitution that allows the Senate to remove presidents who, like President Trump, abuse their power to cheat in elections, betray our national security, and ignore checks and balances. That President Trump believes otherwise and insists he is free to engage in such conduct again only highlights the continuing threat he poses to the nation if allowed to remain in office. So, in short, they couldn't see it more differently, and these arguments are going to play out on the Senate floor over a great number of hours in a very short number of days.
Now, Tam, here's something unusual to throw into the mix, is that as this is about to start, President Trump is set to go to Davos in Switzerland for the World Economic Forum tonight for the next couple of days. What is that going to mean for the trial to have him overseas meeting with, powerful people?
Presidents have dealt with this before. Well, namely, President Clinton dealt with this before. He wasn't at Davos, but during his impeachment, he was in Israel and he was in Ireland and various other international trips, and he was forced to respond to what was happening back at home. And President Trump is likely to face that. He's going to give a speech in Davos on Tuesday. And though mostly what's happening Tuesday is a bunch of procedural stuff, and the main arguments probably won't really get underway until he's back stateside.
That's NPR White House correspondent Tamara Keith as we wait for the start tomorrow of the impeachment trial in the Senate. Tam, thanks.
You're welcome.